Hi, it's Amu.
And Zoe.
And we're the hosts of the Mixed Up Fast podcast.
And
welcome
we're
back.
Welcome, welcome.
This is the third part of a Harry Potter series.
And the last one. Last part.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, we love well,
the
series.
Yes. Oh, yes. This was so much fun. We will very probably will be back in September with this series because it was very fun.
Yeah.
So we might
to
continue.
Console you, we might do others. We are actually planning on doing other series.
Yeah. Amu says might do, but I will hold Amu to gunpoint to do a Hunger Games series.
Yeah.
I don't have a gun, but I'll improvise.
That one, mentioned a lot of times, so if you caught on that, you're right. We are planning to do a Hunger Games one because we have so much to say about that one too.
Yeah,
but we have one more episode worth of Harry Potter thoughts and opinions, and this is a fun one because, you know, we're just finishing it off, rounding it up with some new thoughts and observations.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I think.
Also, if my voice or Amu's voice does matter, just kind of is tired, I don't know. I am allergic, I think.
And I have I have somehow for some reason a running nose.
Yes. It's very strange. All through winter we've been wonderfully clear voiced, and now when we both have our microphones and the sun is ablazing, we both have a cold. However, that will not stop us here.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot to talk about. It's a lot of books, a lot of movies. As far as my knowledge, it's one video game, an official video game.
There is a Hunger Games video game?
No, it's Harry Potter.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Hunger Games.
No, for once I was actually talking about the topic we're supposed to talk about. Yeah, no, there's a Harry Potter video game, which I just played.
Oh, yeah, I know,
summer,
I know.
Yeah, I died.
I also know a phone version of it, so I think there are a lot.
Oh, I think there are a lot of non-official ones. I don't know if this one's official either. This one's just popular.
I mean, you all obviously know, if you're listening to this, that there is a humongous Harry Potter fandom out there. And so all our opinions are very respectful, and please don't come at us.
Please don't, We're interested if you disagree, but just...
You can
these are just
disagree.
Purely opinions. We didn't really think this episode through. So it's just what we think, guys, as always. I have a question to you just before we get into the actual...
Yeah.
This is Harry Potter related. So as you know, this has been a very important time for our pop culture. We had a lot of stuff. There was Coronation. There was Taylor Swift's new album. So there are a lot of like very crucial moments of history. And one
very
of them
crucial.
Is... Yeah, very crucial, yeah. Speak now, guys. So I'll continue speaking. And we know that there will be a Harry Potter remake.
Oh, yeah, we should address that.
Yes,
right?
We should address it. Yeah, I just thought of it.
Oh, my God, that was so genius. I would have totally forgotten about that. I'm so sorry.
How do you feel?
Okay, so here is my full-on opinion about this.
Oh, right.
So, I first heard about this from the friend you were playing this video game with, who we keep
talking
around this topic.
Yes, because she is...
She's
oh, yeah.
I think if her...
It's very fun. Improved,
I'd love to have her on for a second go at this.
Oh, well, sure. Definitely we will. She knows all things Harry Potter. She has everything.
I think she's an even bigger fan than we were once were, so it's crazy.
Well, yeah, I think she's older now. She's in her Harry Potter phase, and I think she's older now, and then therefore she has like internet and, you know, fan fiction
and like
video games and
understanding
stuff.
I imagine.
Yeah, and also she has me, and I'm ready to talk to with her Harry Potter fans or 7. You're happy to talk about Harry Potter, so we just keep fueling her flame. It's very fun. She gave me 3 like Harry Potter figures the other day because she got doubles, so it's very profitable for me.
Yeah.
Also, she's a great friend. It's not like
by the way, you know,
I'm profiting off her Harry Potter kinder people thing. there are just toys. Yes, so back that friend told us.
Yeah, okay, so I heard about it from her. She's like, oh my god, there's a new series. And I was like, what? And right after that, as if like my phone would have been listening to me, which is actually possible, guys. I have no clue how my phone works.
Yeah, so I know.
Maybe like, and so I was going through like reels on Instagram, I think, and ever since then, I've been getting these like sneak peeks. I don't know if people are just doing this, like photoshopping this together, or like people are doing all kinds of videos, like who would they cast in which role, which is, excuse me, but outrageous, the castings people are throwing out around there. Like, they want to cast like random people. Like, I saw a reel where they want to cast Ed Sheeran as Ron. Like, guys.
Yeah, then cast like, you know, I mean, who's the guy who plays Ron?
But he's
a redhead, like, but then you can cast the actual guy who plays Ron. Like, there's not a big age difference there.
That's where the comparison stops, guys. So
please, yeah, like, I know.
Okay, so that's one side of it. I think the whole fandom is just super hyped. I can't say I'm hyped. I'm just genuinely interested. I can't say I'm not prejudiced. I'm 100% hands down. I can say that I know that it won't be as good as the original because it's the original, and I think it will be a remake. And I think I will be outraged some things because I always am when stuff get filmed, which were originally books, and like the fifth Harry Potter film, you know, still.
Oh yeah, we have strong feelings for the films,
but
that's why we have a podcast, because we have strong feelings about everything. As you can see.
And so just as you're talking about it, I was thinking, well, maybe not per episode, but like once the first season has aired, because
we can do a recap.
One season is a book. We could totally do a recap or like an opinions thing. Because I'd love to discuss. I'm just genuinely interested in what it will be. What about you?
I have mixed feelings. I'm also very influenced by this friend because she told me about it. She hates the idea. And I kind of get it, because it will never be, like, you know, Hermione is always Emma Watson, like, Daniel Radcliffe is Harry Potter.
Obviously, yeah.
Who's Rupert Grint, yeah. Rupert Grint is... But from the other hand, though, I think it will be interesting, but I don't know, it makes me wonder...
I wasn't sure if you had a thought to continue.
I did. I was like, it makes me wonder. That's all you need to know about our friendships, guys. So I actually have a thought for once. Okay. It makes me wonder. I kind of feel like there is no room for two Harry Potter movies out there. Or like, I know this is a series, but I feel that there is no room for two Harry Potter stuff out there in the future, because I fully believe that Harry Potter will be like a classic. It will stay on.
It is.
Our kids will. Yeah, I know. But like, our kids will read it. I think this is going to stay here. And I just kind of wonder if which version will they know? Because I don't think they'll know both. It was going to be like Little Women. You know, there's a new film, so now that's Little Women. There was a film before that's also kind of still known as Little Women, and then there were like two other films made of Little Women that I found because I was trying to see if the movie was on YouTube. It's not, but I found two like other movies that were made of Little Women, and no one remembers them. I kind of feel like this will happen with Harry Potter, and I'm just curious: will the series disappear? Will the movie disappear? Will it blend together? It feels strange.
That's a very good question right there, because you are right that it's such a big narrative that maybe there isn't room for two. Yes. But I in that case, I definitely think that the original movies will, because of the casting, like Maggie Smith, you have Alan Rickman.
Yes. You can't top that.
You have the classics. You there's no way you can top that. Like, I'm sorry. If you ask like the top of the top of, like,
yeah, it's not a really... Yeah, I know. Also, I mean, one thing is, obviously they left out a lot. And I know that I saw a lot of TikToks too, like on Instagram, about how the movie, like the book fans love the idea because now they get everything on screen. But like, I'm a book fan, and I actually think that not everything has to be on screen. I'm actually fan... Like, I have thoughts about the movies, but I'm actually fine with like that fact that they kept the stuff out. I think if you read the books, then to watch a series that's episode per episode, the same thing that happens in the books, it's kind of like, will the books disappear? Like, will the books be the one that will get cut of this Harry Potter universe? Because there is no room for three things. There are books, the series, the movies. One of them will be cut, and I am not allowing the books to happen.
Would be ridiculous. That would be downright ridiculous. And it happens to me every now and then that there's a film like Little Women, as you mentioned. Like, a lot of people don't know that the books were first, which is sort of disappointing. Like, if you're one of those people, please
read the book.
No comment. Read the books.
I mean, actually, you don't have to read the book, but then just like, don't say, know like, that the book is there.
Yeah, like, give the author credit. Like,
Louise May. Although, yet another very controversial theme in the Harry Potter universe, what do we have to give J.K. Rowling credit for? Because diversity and including people is not something we should give a credit for.
Also, stereotypical characters is another big topic we have right there.
Yeah, but Harry Potter.
To the series, but then we can talk about diversity. Is that I think like. I don't know if it's Warner Brothers who is funding it or
it's HBO, and I think so. I see a pattern on this. It's Warner Brothers and HBO together, and I have realized so there's a pattern, which this detective friend of ours is talking about. Apparently there is a Twilight series remake. Happening now. Okay, Twilight, Harry Potter. I'm not sure if the same thing is, but it's going to the same place, which is HBO. And meanwhile, there's a Dune remake, although the second Dune movie is not out yet, and the books are out for a long time.
Yeah,
you see, Dune is another one like this. There was a Dune movies before, and I don't know which one that people will remember, but I'm sure that it's not going to be both. I think there is a pattern here, and I think we will potentially get a Hunger Games, a Divergent,
Oh my god, no.
What's another YA? And so
that was exactly necessary. my argument right there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, I get it that I hope there's some creative source of this whole thing. But in the end, it will always have this commercial aftertaste of it being just, you know...
Exactly. They're just riding off the money.
The whole merch of Harry Potter the whole fandom is basically built off the profit of Warner Brothers.
Yeah, this is like the Harry Potter exhibition we've been to lately. It was very fun, but it wasn't the studios, which I haven't been to. Like, I would have liked.
And so that's why I'm just like, I don't know if, you know, I want to support this sort of stuff.
Right. It also makes me question, like, where are the news stories coming in? Because here's the thing. It's like, you know how Disney's remaking a bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
So, like, The Little Mermaid is, like, cool. Make it, remake it. It looks gorgeous. I can't wait to see it. And, like, The Little Beauty. But they're remaking Moana, which is just a movie that came out when I was a kid, and it really bothers me because it makes me feel old. Why are they remaking that? But also, it's supposed to be, like, a diversity thing, right? But then also, can't you just make up a story with, like, a diverse story instead of remaking a good movie about diversity that does not need to be remade because it's good?
On one side I totally agree, like, you know, there is space for new stuff, and it does feel
The Moana one, but it's kind of like, can't you,
but especially with Moana, with something pretty, pretty diverse, like, I don't want to be attacking anybody, and if you feel yourself underrepresented, then, you know.
Moana, I just feel like it's already out there, and I mean, I'm all for diversity, but just come up with some new stories that are diverse. And this is not the Mermaid one, because I think it's a very old movie. It can be remade. Like, I'm all in for the, like, remake. The movie, like, the trailer looks gorgeous. Can't wait. It will be out by the time this episode is out, I think. So, we might have watched it already. Time travel. will you watch it?
Yeah, sure. I guess I'm interested in what it has to offer.
know. Yeah, I'm not I'd sure probably watch it. I have a little sister, so
if I'm going to like march off to the cinema.
No, me neither. Oh, I'll probably take my little God. Sister.
I will have oh my to go God. Watch it. Yeah. But you know, I guess.
Yeah. You can okay. come over and watch it with us.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, no, I think I'll take my little sister. It's not really in my control whether to watch it or not. And it seems like a good movie to watch. I mean, there were, like, I have seen, what's that, Sing 2 in the cinema with my sister. I have seen, like, stuff that I really wish I wouldn't have. So I think that this is going to be fun. It's a good movie to have been forced to watch. But back to Harry Potter.
Do we want to jump into the episode or?
Oh, in a second, I have something more about diversity in the series. So, as you were saying about the casting, yeah. I have seen so many like TikToks. I'm so sorry, I don't know who the actor is. It's a black actor who's about 40 years old, and they want to cast him as Dumbledore. And I'm looking through the comments, and it's like everyone's like, "Yeah, that's a great idea," and I'm like, "Yeah." Cast, I don't care if Dumbledore's back, but like, why do you want to cast a 40-year-old person to play Dumbledore? And he's a very noticeably, like, I don't know if he's 40 even, he's a very noticeably young actor. I don't know who he is. But like, can you cast an old person? This is a bit what I'm afraid of, that just like the casting will be off.
Well, a show really, really does lay its groundwork on the casting, and if you know that's messed up, you know, you basically messed up your show. But I, on the cultural diversity note, I'm really, really hoping that they
see that's a good place. That's a chance that they should take and be culturally diverse, because that's a place that Harry Potter is lacking in.
And definitely culturally and sexually and every way they can diversify. That's totally.
Yeah, well, I don't think they will diversify sexually, will they? Because the idea is that it will be exactly the same as the book. I think they should, though. If they're doing something, at least do something about it, right? I don't care if they're...
I don't think those are the stuff people are going to come to, like, come at the series for. Like, if you make the characters diverse, I don't think anyone will have a problem with it.
No, I will have a problem if, like, a young guy is playing Dumbledore and Ed Sheeran is playing Ron, because I think the ages are just a bit off. Yeah. that's not a point that I actually like. In it, not to be, you know, ageist, but there's a description of Dumbledore being an old guy.
Okay.
After long, let's wrap it up. Yep.
Okay.
See you in the episode. Here we are. Yes. And so we're going to talk about some controversial Harry Potter topics.
Because they never get old, and we know that it's been 3 episodes since we're doing that, but
yeah, but
that is basically the gist of it. That is what it comes down to.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, this is just our podcast. We get to say what happens. And we kind of care what you think, but also if you're bored, just skip over to the next episode. We have a lot. I do want to, like, warn you guys. This is not going to be about the controversies about J.K. Rowling.
We already addressed that in the last episode.
I know. I was just like, we're not avoiding that on public. Well, kind of we are. It's just... We don't like J.K. Rowling, but we like the world she created. I think she's a good author, and
I think we can all agree on that, I hope.
She's a good author, and who knows how good a person she is. I really disagree with what she said, obviously. The Mixed Up Files podcast supports everyone, except in this case J.K. Rowling, because she doesn't. But we also like the books, and that's it. We're 3 episodes in, we won't stop now. So this is not about J.K. Rowling, this is about the books. Definitely. Let's go on.
I think that's an important note.
We don't agree with J.K. Rowling, we just agree with Harry Potter. Okay.
So do we want to start with three arguments every Harry Potter fan has been in.
3, okay.
So we're gonna debate.
Let's debate.
I think we are on the same page, but you know, We never know.
But we never know. We have had a few unexpected debates in this podcast, but the most unexpected things, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so, is Snape a good character?
Yes.
What's your take?
Well, yeah. I think I have a very different take. So, let's separate them, okay? To three people, okay? There's Alan Rickman. There is Snape, and then there's Snape as a character. I think Snape as a character is just an amazingly written, very good character.
Also, you mean like characters in plot wise?
Yes, like, as in if I was the writer, I would be very pleased with how it turned Definitely. Out. Yes. And then there's Alan Rickman's Snape, which is, I think, phenomenal, genius. I don't know how they're going to replace him because, well, they won't. You know, forever be Snape. I think that people are very often confusing Alan Rickman Snape and the movies Snape, the Snape who steps before Harry and Ron and Hermione in the third movie, with book Snape. And I actually have a take on Snape that I would like to, explain, if you allow me. Okay, so I think Snape was not a good person, and because the truth is, the only redeeming thing in Snape is that he was in love with Lily. And I did not believe that bullying children, which he was doing, he was actively bullying children for years, and he was making fun of the children. He was obviously playing favorites with Slytherins. He laughed at Hermione when her teeth were very long. He just actively tried to endanger a lot of students. That I don't think makes. I don't think that having a crush on a woman justifies that, and I think that it's something that we as a reader see, and Harry never does, because in the end he names his son after him, and he thinks that he's the bravest man in the world, and I don't think that's fair because I think he was brave, yes, but he also made a lot of wrong choices, and he was also a terrible teacher. And I strongly believe that Dumbledore should have stepped in and should never have allowed this man to teach. I don't really know why he let him in the first place. I don't think Snape should have been there in the school because I know Dumbledore trusted him, and I know that they were friends, but that they could have just, met at the pub twice a week instead of endangering kids and, making kids afraid and terrorizing him. He was Neville's worst fear, and Neville is the kid whose parents were tortured by Bellatrix. So I think that Snape was not a good person. He's a wonderful character, and Alan Rickman is seriously the best one playing him. Yeah, thank you for listening for my TED talk.
Okay, so I think I agree with this argument, definitely. I also characterize Snape in two ways. Like, yes. So there's book Snape, right? We have movie Snape, Alan Rickman Snape, and then we have book Snape, but as a character. So totally, I'm totally on board with your idea of Snape being a really good character for a plot. Like, he's a genius character. Like,
he's just very well written.
He enriches the narrative so much, and without Snape, Harry Potter wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely on board with that. I think Snape as a character in the books is much more of an antagonist than in the movies.
Yeah, I agree.
Which people sort of mix up, and then people who only saw the movies are like, why do you hate Snape so much? He was only a martyr. And people who only read the books are just really against Snape. Or I guess that's the general thought process there. I'm sort of in the middle. My old English teacher was a super big fan of Snape.
She
was like, oh my god, he was the martyr. He sacrificed himself. And it is really true. And like, the moment, I think it, is it the seventh or the sixth when you, it's the seventh when it's you find seventh. That, right?
Yeah.
So when you find that, it's obviously like an eye-opening moment. And, it makes you reconsider.
Yes.
But I still think it's like, there is no argument that can give reason to a complete madman's thought process. Like,
I know,
like, it's a legitimate argument that he was in sort of a victimized position, and I think one should give credit him credit for that, but he was also a teacher.
Yes.
Like, he had a different role.
Yes.
If he's not mature enough to put that in two different places, yeah, or like separate that he isn't qualified as a teacher and as an education
guardian person. Yes, exactly. So, also, I want to point out he was the Slytherin's house teacher, and that I think is very important because McGonagall is such like a mentor and guiding force for Harry. Snape.
No,
McGonagall. Yes, and I think that it's very hard to be a Slytherin student when Snape is the person who has to guide you, because McGonagall was just like such an auntie figure for Harry. Yeah. It's one of my favorite scenes in the fifth book when Harry goes into the office to talk about the fact that he said that Voldemort might kill him, and McGonagall makes him eat two cookies even though he doesn't want two biscuits. I don't think Snape would ever do that, and I think that's a pity because everyone should have someone who will make you eat biscuits.
And exactly, as a house representative, as a house leader, it's sort of your job to play the parental figure in the lives of these children. And, you know...
I think that's another place where Dumbledore messed up. Because he definitely just shouldn't have that snake near people. I also think that...
And the way he's always taking Snape, exactly. Like,
yes. This is like... For example... If you were a teacher or something to have to do with kids, you wouldn't bring me to the position of being with kids simply because I think little kids really annoy me. I can't really... I mean, I like little kids, but also I don't think I'd be a good teacher at all. And I mean, I trust you not to bring me in a situation where I'll endanger others. And I don't think it will break up our friendship or our trustship. I think I will still trust you. Actually, I'd respect you more if you wouldn't bring me to a situation where I would be actively endangering kids' mental health, which Snape was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing that actually really convinces me that Snape was not a good guy is the fact that when I first read the Harry Potter, the first one, I was one. No, I was six. The first book. I was six, then I turned seven. I was still reading a book. And I was afraid of Snape more than I was afraid of Voldemort at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually, I think, means something. And, like, it was... I remember a point where, like, me and my dad were playing Harry Potter because he was reading it to me. And, you know, we were just, like, acting it out. And I would... And then he'd be Snape, and then I'd like to skip the scenes, because sometimes I'd always be Hermione, and then he'd act as Snape, and then I'd like run away screaming. And I just think that the fact that the character is written as such a scary person that it actually scared me as a kid.
It's
genius writing, yes. But
I think Snape is more terrorizing in a way, because he's this constant terror, this constant subtle sort of verbal abuse, or I don't know.
He is verbally abusing this kid, and this is not like the school teacher who teaches you one lesson a week, you suffer through the lesson, then you go home, and then your mom promises you that you are still a sunshine in your life and you don't have to listen to him. They're actively living with this person for 7 years of their life. They're growing up, the Slytherins are growing up with this person as their mentor.
And if you think about it, and as if any normal person would go to Dumbledore or McGonagall, and then McGonagall would have to go to Dumbledore.
But I wouldn't.
You wouldn't receive any aid, because Dumbledore would go, well, you know, he's Snape and he's his friend.
God, that's such a good point. And my mind went to a really dark place right now for comparison. But this is just very... scary, because now whatever Snape does, if Snape does anything, they can't be helped, because no one will listen to them, because Dumbledore will say, oh, I trust Snape better.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that is dangerous. Listeners of the podcast, if may I give you a word of advice, if you feel that you are in danger of someone and you know that whatever that someone will do you won't get help, then just please turn to someone who will actually listen to you, because those situations can put you in a very dangerous situation.
Very scary to be living at Hogwarts, not only because of the external dangers, but of the internal.
There are so many dangers at Hogwarts, but this is actually something that I think is untalked about. And I would say that most people would argue that it doesn't really matter, though, because, you know, kids' mental health stuff. But the Draco, and now here's another character I want to talk about later, but Draco was at a point where he was ready to kill Dumbledore in the book 6. And I know that's not Snape's fault. I'm not saying it's Snape's fault. But I'm saying that the school was basically what raised him from that point, like, for 6 years, since he was 11.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was there is scary. And I think that if you have a 15-year-old, just like not at Hogwarts, but in the place, you know, in real life, and he's saying that he's afraid of a person that's really close to him, you know, that he can't tell like his stuff to anyone because the person who he should have turned to won't listen, that like the most important person in this organization won't listen, you will listen to that 15-year-old because you'll think, oh god, this is a kid who will have trauma and depression and problems. But if you put that kid in Hogwarts, I don't think you'll think that. I think you'll think, okay, well, you're a wizard, just magic it up. And I think that's a very interesting take. I never thought about that.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it is a very threatening thought to think about. There's no safe space if you are a Slytherin, and otherwise,
right? Even if you're a Gryffindor, there is a safe space with McGonagall, but it will never get past McGonagall, and McGonagall will listen to you, but then unless you're Harry, it probably won't get to Dumbledore because Dumbledore is playing favorites, and Harry is the only one who's just ever gets to talk to him. But then say you are Ron or Hermione. And it gets to Dumbledore, and then Dumbledore would believe Snape. So, again, stops. The investigation is just a McGonagall. And then if McGonagall can't help you, then no one can, because everyone will turn to Dumbledore and Dumbledore won't care.
Yeah. Okay, so our next debated topic is non-canon relationships or ships that people imagine.
Okay.
For an example, there is Luna Lovegood and Neville Longbottom. Huh?
That's
created by the fandom.
Yeah, that was not the example I would have used, but okay. So that's like a nice. I don't know what the debate here. There are some insane ones. I love there is Draco Malfoy and Hermione Granger, which is just that's because Tom Felton and Emma Watson both have crushes on each other in different times of their lives. I think. And, there are some crazy ones. I think it kind of shows how much representation matters, because at this point, we have no openly gay or bisexual or trans people at Hogwarts. And then we go to the fandom, and there are so many, like, Draco x Harry stories, Harry x Dumbledore stories, Seamus Finnegan, and Dean. And it's like, just, this is why representation matters. So people won't go and, like, hook two enemies up. And people won't go and think, yeah, who should we, like, imagine this 75-year-old professor with, oh, I know, the 11-year-old child. Representation matters.
I think, like, if you ship people in books, novels, series, worlds, good for you. Like,
we all do.
We all do, exactly.
Yeah, I think me and Namu are just shipping people.
I don't really care if people ship, like, I myself do it, so it's cool with me. But at some degree, when it reaches the point where it's ridiculous, like in this world, it wouldn't work out. It's you're being ridiculous. Like, you know
what it is. Yeah. Have you read the book? Okay, ship Harry with Ron. At least somehow in some word I could see that. But like ship Harry with Dumbledore. The other one, there's one I kind of like. There's one I like, but it's also like, have you read the book? You know, the Marauders. So there's a lot of fan fiction about them. So there's Lupin and Sirius. And like, I mean, I kind of like that, but also like, it didn't happen. It's not in the book, and therefore I can't believe it. But yeah.
speaking of real relationships, another
real relationships topic, okay,
is Ron and Hermione. What's your
thing? Yeah, but we talked about this before.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh my god, sorry.
No problem. Yeah, this was, yeah.
Well, then another one is the Spew, Hermione's organization.
What website are you reading? These are not debates that Harry Potter people are having. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a debate about Spew?
I don't know, but I think the debate is supposed to be that, like, the slavery represented in the book.
No. I mean, yeah, that's the debate, but like, no, I don't think it is. I don't think
it's about whether J.K. Rowling should have included a race of creatures that seem to enjoy living in servitude. A
lot
fans and locals are finding a definitive answer to the question. I think it is more
I see what, so that question is basically, should the
narrative have creatures who enjoy being servants?
I think, okay, so this is just a thought that just came to me. But I think that, okay, so if this could have been done well, and I mean, I love Dobby and stuff, but I think that if it's just a tad problematic, I think, for J.K. Rowling, a white lady, write about, like, this is an allegory, this is like a metaphor for slavery, an allegory for slavery, but then the plot twist is that these house elves enjoy being slaves. Now, I think it's just a bit problematic for this white lady from England, who at this point had money, because this was a false book, to decide to include this, you know, story of racism, but not racism, slavery, but just like the plot twist is that they enjoy it, so it's actually good.
Well, yeah, first of all, a bit messed up including slavery in that way, but also, like, I never thought about it until this moment.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not saying that including slavery is problematic. I'm saying that when it's including slavery, but the slaves are happy to be slaves, that's problematic. I'm sorry, that's not.
I think the now that I think about it, like, while reading it, I never associated it with the human concept of slavery.
Me neither.
And so if you think about it, like, being a servant is a position. If you're doing that in a household, but it's obviously an inferior position, and it has a social aspect to it, and it does have a negative light, obviously. Yeah. I mean, and then slavery and the whole colonialist idealism is totally wrong to be included in this way. So I can see where people are coming from.
Yeah.
I just never have considered.
I don't actually have strong feelings about this. This was just like a thought, a fleeting thought.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm not in any position to say anything about this. Actually, I'm a white girl who's very privileged and who doesn't actually have knowledge about this. So I'm not in a position to say anything. This is just a thought. I think what's interesting and should have been, you know, thought more, is in the seventh book there is the dwarves who you know, are very good, like from the Gringotts, goblins, who are very talented in, you know, crafting stuff. They make the swords and stuff, and then the wizards took the swords and made them goblins, and this is, I think, is very clear of what this is referring to. And we both know that the dear country of Britain, the wonderful country which has a king, who was just coronated, has stolen stuff from native lands and do not give back anything now.
Or hardly anything, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Britain is a whole other story.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to go into Britain politics, but I think that was an interesting and well done angle, and we should have just kind of explored that more, but Spew was just like such a strain.
Yeah.
I think. Because it kind of made Hermione look a fool, doesn't it? Because the elves of Cerve are like, no, don't do that. The elves are telling her, you shouldn't do it because we're happy. We don't need this. Which kind of is like not what the slaves would have told the people if Hermione would. And it kind of makes Hermione look a fool in like an unneeded way. I don't know. Yeah. So, okay, I got a few topics last, to... Okay,
two,
you do.
Two last
okay.
points because the other ones are so weird and so random. I don't want to discuss them because they don't make sense. Okay, so one point, which is repeated, is basically... Which we already talked about in... What is the book with magic? Sorry, I forget the name. Which we read on the podcast.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
The Gilded Girl.
Oh, The Gilded Girl. Okay.
Okay, so we talked about magic in that world, right? And we sort of compared it to Harry Potter a bit. And here the question also comes with overpowered spells and abilities and the whole question of... The laws of a world run by magic can be difficult to define is the main statement here. And but of course, there are always more arguments about that logic. So what are your thoughts here?
Okay, I think that this is the point where we should stop like thinking it too much. Because, the truth is, if you stand a letter with an owl, it will make more time, way less dependable than to send it through the post, even at the time when this book was written. Same thing with broomstick flying. Most of the time, if you go off, fly with a broomstick, there is so much of, chance of you to, for being, like, you may be seen with the broomstick may stop, you may just go into a tree because you're not, hurry with natural abilities. It might be easier to ride a bike. But it's just so cool. We all want a letter from an owl. We all want to write broomsticks. We all want to know spells. I don't think this is such a... obviously, it's not practical, but...
The only part which is, sort of debatable, which isn't cool, it just doesn't make sense, is, why are you going to a school for 7 years if you can basically... All the spells, you can learn them lexical. You take a book, and that's how you learn a spell. I don't know.
I mean, but they also learn other stuff.
Yeah, I know they have potions and transfiguration.
Well, no, actually, spells is just one thing. So basically, it's just...
Charms, right? And,
Yeah.
But,
I think
like, the strength of a spell. Like, how does a spell get created? Like, I think it would be really cool if someone would have, a logical... I'm showing,
Yeah. Logically. That's something I would be interested in, but also I'm fine with not knowing how great it is. God, you know what would be really funny? If any of the TikTok, Instagram comics who do Harry Potter comics, listen now, I have an idea. You know what would be really funny? You know these Christian Mormon homeschooling momstagram pages when they give birth in the bathtub and eat organic and don't walk in circles because they have totally crazy reasons and stuff. We should do one Harry Potter edition, homeschooling Harry Potter edition. What you don't know in Wizarding World, the corruption of Voldemort. Yes, this is something. This is a concept I would like to see. What happens if you don't want to? What happens if you're an anti-vaxxer and you can't go to Hogwarts? Are your kids doomed? Yeah.
Interesting. And our last question, before we go into trivia, is: should a fantasy world be dissected?
Yes.
I felt like this question was directed at us, so
if you're listening,
what are you doing here if you have any other answer to this question
except of yes Yes, a fantasy world should absolutely be dissected.
Definitely, you know, no question. Yeah. Asked, like,
and it should get criticism, and it should get, you know, praise. It should get. It should just be talked about. It's fun. And if it shouldn't, well, arrest me. Yes, this is a hill I'm willing to die on. It's funny because I've been thinking about that lately because
what's happening with you?
No, I mean, because of my work. No, okay. Because I've been, like, showing the stuff I write these days, and I've been, like, working on a story and kind of thinking about it. And about, like, how will I take criticism and stuff like that. And I was just like, yeah, you know, I don't mind if you take my stories and dissect them and, you know, as long as it's, like, constructive, I don't mind criticism because this is why I write them for. To be, you know, thought about and discussed. And yeah, so that's what I think. And we all know that what I think is very important in this life. So I have very big influence. No, but we should dissect. Absolutely, we should dissect every single magical word there is.
And every single show and things, because that's what's fun.
And we do. Yes, that's why we're here. Way,
I just, before we start with the trivia, because I still have to do something.
Okay.
To make that work. Just,
okay.
So basically I just thought we could do one time like a recommendations list of like podcasts we like.
Oh, you wanna do it here in the middle of the Harry Potter episode? No, then you wanna wait at the end. Okay. Well, we'll give you a podcast recommendation list in the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready with the trivia?
Yeah. I just wanted to share my screen, but it doesn't allow me. So I'll just read it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you'll only pass this Harry Potter quiz if you watch all the movies and read all the books. No magic. No Google. Okay. So you're not allowed to Google.
Okay, let's go. You'll see it in my glasses if I Google. I don't see it in your eyes, though.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Let's start easy. What wood is Harry's wand made from? Birch, holy, ash, or oak? What are we voting for? I have literally no clue. But I think I once did a test, and there was like a holy on his wand. So I'm voting for holy. What are you
holy.
Voting for?
Holy.
Let's vote for holy.
Birch, yeah, I'm with you. Let's actual idea.
Correct. Holy.
Yes!
Oh my god, we're good.
We're Harry Potter fans. we're Potterheads. Confirmed again.
What is Ron's middle name? Bilious, Arthur, Barnabas, Percy.
So it's,
I think it's
Ronald...
something ridiculous, isn't it, right?
No, it's Ronald Bilious. No, is it Bilious?
Ronald Bilious Weasley. I don't think it's Arthur.
No.
Ronald Percy.
No. What's the other one?
Barnabas and Bilious are the other two.
No. Bilious.
Bilious? We're going for Bilious.
I'm going with Bilious.
Let's go with Bilious. Ding!
Yay!
Bilious. Ron's middle name was chosen after his uncle. Wow. You learn something every day.
Yeah, and what a coincidence. He has a brother named Bill.
Yeah.
Were they running out of uncles or what? Just reusing a name. Okay.
What is the code for the wizard's entrance at the ministry? Okay, listen here. Option is 53773, so 53773.
My god.
Or we have 62442. Or we have 64223. We have 57832.
Yeah, let's say that I could follow along. I think it has like 4 in it. Because it's like a code for this is magic or something like that.
Okay, I'll write it in the chat if you wanna see like visually.
Yeah, no, I don't think it will help.
It won't help.
I know, I have no clue. This is a book, is this the 7th or the 6th one? I can't remember. I don't read this book a lot, and
when is it?
I haven't watched the movies in ages.
When is it even mentioned?
I know. It's in the Cursed Child. But not everyone has access
okay,
to the
so
Cursed
do we,
Child.
Should it start? I think I have a feeling it starts with 5, right?
Yes.
So then it are two options.
As if I know, but yeah.
5, 5, 3, 7, 7, 3, or we have 5, 7, 8, 3, 2. I like
but
5,
that's
7,
not...
8, 3, 2. It has a good
okay,
range.
I'll go with
like,
you.
You know,
okay,
you
choose.
Ministry and you're like 5, 7, 8, 3, 2.
Okay,
do we need
that's...
a double number maybe? Do we need a double number? Because then we would have 6, 2, 4, 4, 2, or 6, 4, 2, 3, or 5, 3, 7, 7, 3.
We should make a movie, like a song, a rap out of it. Okay.
What are we going
follow
for?
Follow us for raps.
I will give
just
the numbers.
Choose.
1, 2, 3, 4. Which number are you voting for?
3.
Good. We're going with 3.
We're going with 3.
2 was right. I wouldn't have voted for that.
Okay.
2. 6, 2, 2, 2. No, 6, 2, 4, 4, 2. This also spells
so got...
magic on a number keypad.
Yeah. That's right. 6, 2, 4, 4, 2. Okay, this is the reason why they use flu powder in that office, because no one wants to point that number. However, if it would have been the third number, I'm telling you, flu powder would have go out of service. Okay.
What floor would you go for a creature inflicted injury at St. Mungo's? I think the reference is going to Neville's parents who were there. But on which floor did they meet them?
Fifth. Is it fifth?
So our options are first floor, second floor, third floor, or fourth floor. So
okay, so it's not the fifth. Is it the fourth? Because I have no. Because
well,
they go
where is
up.
Harry going? Where is Harry going? That's the question.
Because they go up to the cafeteria and they wander. They meet Lockhart and then they meet. Oh, I can't remember. I think it
so
is.
They meet...
I'm going with the fourth. But
fourth?
You can choose.
Let's
yes.
go fourth. Let's go fourth.
Okay.
First floor. First floor. This is where Mr.
First
Weasley
floor.
Was after the snake attack.
Oh, okay.
Another reference, yeah.
Okay, so there was a different reference. Okay.
Okay. Keeping with St. Mungo's,
no!
What is the entrance in?
No, it's a hat
okay.
door, but no.
Here are the options. Okay. Madame Malkin's, Wilfred and Tattings, Purge and Dows, Slug and Jiggers.
I think it's the second one.
Me too. I have a really strong thing with the Wilfit and Tattings. It gives
okay.
me sense, like, you know?
Yeah, that's San Mungo's right there, mate. It's not
Purge
right now.
And those. Purge and those. Me. Who cares?
That's not right, mate. That's not right, mate. Okay.
What is the room with the archway and whale in the Department of Mysteries called?
Where are these all from the fifth book? Is this on purpose?
No, I don't think so. The whale room, the brain room, the arch room, the vet room.
What? The arch room, I guess. But like,
the vest
is
room?
That too easy? Is that
vest
too
room
easy?
It would be too obvious. Arch room?
I think it's... Arch room is
brain
even
room,
more obvious.
Brain room sounds just whack. I'm not believing that. Whale room
yeah.
is also too obvious, you know? But it might be obvious, you know? Because, like, Jake
who knows? This is the author who named the person Cho Chang.
Yeah, so...
She doesn't make the research. She doesn't...
was like, shit, you know? It's yeah. We're calling it toilet room. Who cares? No one...
For real. Like,
no
the
one
rooms are, like...
trivia.
Yeah.
At a podcast and looking if it's whale room or brain room or arch room and that room and criticizing my decision. Said J.K. Rowling a few years ago and...
Well, if J.K. Rowling is listening, I think she would have stopped before. Yeah. I don't think she would have got this far. She would have started listening to the first one, heard our criticism and was like, ah.
What are we going for? What is the room with the archway and whale in the Department of Mysteries called?
Archway. The arch,
arch room.
I don't know. This
I
is
think
the person.
The whale room. I'm voting
okay,
for
go
room.
With it. Go with your gut.
Oh my god. If, oh my god.
Go with your
anyways,
six fans. Is that right?
The death room. My god.
Well, this is the person who named.
Too obvious.
Yeah. But there is room of requirement. In Hogwarts.
Oh, okay. This is a better one. I think we might actually know this one.
Okay.
How does Fleur Delacour breathe underwater in the second task?
Okay, I'll know this one.
Okay, so our options are Partial Transfiguration. That
no,
was
that was no, not no. That was Victor Crumb.
No, that was
set. Yeah, that was Crumb.
This is Crumb. I'm sorry, I'm saying all the names. Okay, Bobblehead Charm. That was.
Yeah, I think that was probably her. Well, no, read on, please.
Gillyweed was Harry. She yeah. doesn't. That's why Harry had to save her sister.
Oh no. No, she gets no. She does. She uses
she
Bubblehead Charm.
I think she does. Shy.
It's Bubblehead Charm because she tries okay. and then like
I'm
the
going for it.
Mermaids.
Correct.
Yeah.
Bubblehead Charm. She uses a Bubblehead Charm like yes. Cedric. Okay, so they use the same thing.
Oh right. Okay.
Okay, so then Cedric might have. So then, yeah, right. So then, Crumb was Partial Transfiguration, and Harry was Gillyweed.
Okay.
What is the incantation for the Dark Mark? Morse Mordor, More Mordor. I think it's, I don't know how it's pronounced, but it's written M-O-R-D-R-E, so I'm saying More Mordor. Morse Mordor?
No, send me that.
I don't think...
I think it's S'mores Mordor.
There is no such thing. There is Morse Mordor.
It's variations of More Mordor.
There's More Mordor. Morse Mordor, or Morse Mordor. Morse Mordor, I don't think, because most of the spells have a Latin. Morse.
Yeah, but these all just sound like More Mordor.
Morse might be.
Go with the last.
I would not count More Mordor in because I think Morse is the basic keyword here. And then the question is the spelling. We might have Mordor, as in the French, or I don't know, like...
Yeah.
The spelling is M-O-R-D-R-E or M-O-R-D-E-R.
Or I think it's Mordor. The French spelling. I think it's the French spelling.
Okay. Do you want to go with the French spelling? Okay.
Yes.
Ding!
Yay!
Whoa, good.
I know, I'm a Death Theater at heart.
What do Ron get for becoming a prefect?
Clean sweep seven.
Yeah, what broom
yeah, yeah,
does
I
Ron
yeah.
get for becoming a prefect? Clean okay. sweep 7, Shooting Star 5, Clean sweep 11, or a Nimbus 2000. He doesn't
no,
get
I think no, he gets, I think, a Shooting Star.
A Shooting Star 5?
The clean sweep is... No, that doesn't sound
a bit
right.
Sus. I don't get it why we have that twice. And clean sweep, I don't even think that's the name, is it? I don't know. Let's go for Shooting Star.
I don't know. Yeah, let's go with
It was clean sweep 11.
Poor Ron. That doesn't sound like fun. That doesn't sound like a good...
Yeah. Okay. What color is the sweater Harry gets from Mrs. Weasley in his first year? Emerald green, scarlet, maroon, mustard. So now, I think in the films, it's maroon, isn't it?
Yes. In the films, it's maroon.
And
what
I
does
think
that mean?
Ron is mustard, isn't it? I don't think it's emerald green. Emerald green is too fancy.
I see the sweater in my mind. Like, I know how it looks. And Ron has a maroon one.
So might he have mustard? I think scarlet is also out of the picture.
Yeah.
Although it might be. I would go with maroon or mustard.
That's okay, let's go with maroon. I don't think there would be mustard simply because of how the kid looks.
Gryffindor, right?
Yeah. So and also, like, the kid doesn't look... Like, I don't think that would suit him.
It was emerald green to match his eyes.
Why? But, like, that's Slytherin's color. Was Mrs. Weasley thinking?
Looking there.
No one's looking at everyone's eyes. No one's looking at his eyes.
Too fancy. Look at me now.
Yeah. Also, that's something I mixed because of Daniel Radcliffe's eyes. Yeah. That's something that they should absolutely change for the series. Please, two people to play with blue eyes. One should, no, like green eyes. One should be Harry and one the other one should be Lily. Because that is something that didn't work. In the movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is an easy one. Okay. Who was the Potter's secret keeper a week before they were killed?
Yeah,
I think I might get mixed up on this one. I don't know.
It's Pettigrew.
Pettigrew, Albus Dumbledore, Remus Lupin, or Sirius Black?
Pettigrew.
Was it Pettigrew or was it...
Yeah, because... No, because he was a secret speaker. No.
Was it Sirius?
No, because the whole point is that they thought it was him, but then they switched.
Oh, right. So it actually was
Pettigrew. This is another point. I will never understand the book. Why the secret
Sirius
keeper?
Sirius Black. Sirius. He transferred the responsibility to Wormtail the day before the Potters were killed. But, the question was a week before they were killed.
Okay.
Oh my god, that's my... I'm sorry, I...
No problem. No problem. I think this is another point that just is just a stupid inconsistency that J.K. Rowling should have thought to. Because, like, why was Lily the secret keeper for James? And then, you know, or Dumbledore, or someone... Like, put it on Dumbledore, the only wizard that Voldemort is afraid of, and not bloody Pettigrew.
Otherwise also a weird person. Like,
yeah, like he could. I think I could kill him, and I'm not a witch. I mean, am I? But I'm not. To my knowledge, I'm not a witch, and I think I could kill Pettigrew if I would want to, because he was just a weird person.
Yeah, though I wouldn't underestimate him.
Well,
he was a coward. I think that's what his.
He was a coward. Yes, right. We hate Pettigrew here.
Okay. What was Lupin's animagus? Was it a wolf, a stag, a black dog? He was a werewolf.
He wasn't. Yeah, that's the trick. He wasn't an animagus. He was a werewolf.
Should we vote for that?
No. Yeah, I know that. This one's
okay. Clear. Yeah. Correct. He was a werewolf, not an animagus. He wasn't an animagus. Okay, we get it.
they explained the explanation.
And then they
which
said
side is this?
Okay, what does Bellatrix call her sister? Narcissa, Sissy, Nars, Sis. I think it's Sissy.
Sissy. It's Sissy. Nars. I just kind of love the sound of that.
Sissy. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that particularly.
I would call my sister Nars if her name was Narcissa.
Narcissa, yeah. Okay. Who did Voldemort plan?
Her name's Emma.
Who did Voldemort plan to kill Dumbledore? Snape, Draco. Voldemort himself. Harry, Draco. Right? He first put up Draco to do the thing.
He should have planned Harry. That would have been epic. That would have been a plot twist I would have been here for. But no, he was.
Although I
one.
Think he couldn't manipulate Harry into it.
Well, he could. He could manipulate his thoughts.
Yeah, Draco's correct.
Yeah.
Correct, Draco.
Draco's not.
Who killed the Horcrux that was Hufflepuff's cup? Harry, Ron, Hermione, Neville. So Neville killed the snake.
Yes. Ron killed...
Ron didn't kill anything.
Yeah, he did. He killed the locket.
The locket,
but,
right.
Like... Yeah. I think... Wait a minute. Where was the cup? The cup was in the...
So might it be Hermione? No, I don't think it was Hermione. Was it?
I think
it's Harry.
Okay.
Are we going for Harry
I think
Hermione?
It's Hermione.
Hermione? Could it be?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay,
go with
for
whichever.
Hermione.
Okay. I'm sorry if I were wrong. Or
oh, correct. You were right.
Yay.
Yeah. I can't remember the scene, though.
I remember, I think I remember it from the book, not the movie, but I'm pretty sure I do because it's right, but I just have like a faint recognition of it. Anyway, go on.
The next one's a fun one. I'm
okay,
fun one. Suddenly. What is Dumbledore's favorite flavor of jam? Is it
fun?
Is it blueberry, blackberry, or raspberry? What
or is
kind
it banana?
Of a gal is Dumbledore? Is he a cherry gal, a blueberry, a blackberry, or a raspberry
gal? Well, did he go?
No, clue.
Nah, yeah, no, either. Was it like, is he a raspberry gal? Because he's the sort of person who would watch like strawberry shortcake in the theater. Could you imagine like Dumbledore would watch like
I'm pretty sure
strawberry shortcake
cherry.
And his
cherry is sort of off for jam flavor, I think.
Yes, and like... strawberry is the color of red, which is the color of Gryffindor.
We don't have strawberry as an option. We have blueberry,
no.
Blackberry,
okay.
Raspberry. Blackberry,
well, raspberry
or raspberry.
Raspberry,
blueberry at all? I'm still getting BlackBerry vibes. I don't know why. When did he
say it's that? BlackBerry vibes, but then we have the crucial color of red, and we know that Dumbledore is a sucker for everything that's Gryffindor because he's obviously playing favorite. So maybe it's the flavor.
Maybe he might be raspberry. I don't know.
I don't really like BlackBerry jam.
Okay, I will do eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch the tiger by the toe.
Okay.
We're going raspberry.
We're going raspberry. Okay.
Bing!
Yes. I knew it.
Oh my god, that was good.
Favorism wins.
I don't think there was that much thought to it, but okay. What is Professor Grubbly Plank's first name? Gertrude, Wilhelmina, Poppy, or Prudence? Is she a Prudence sort of person? I would love her to be Prudence. That's such
who? Sorry, I missed that.
Professor Grubbly Plank's.
I'd love her to be a Prudence. I don't even know what she teaches, but kind of love them.
I can't even remember who she is, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I love the name Prudence.
Wilhelmina is too pretentious. I don't think she's Wilhelmina.
Yeah, but kind of. Like, yeah, but Wilhelmina.
Grubbly Plank. That's too much of a.
Gertrude Grubbly Plank. Yeah, but Wilhelmina actually seems like. Wilhelmina seems like a name that J.K. Rowling would think is very smart and witchy, because we all know that when it comes to like Poppy, white people, she does make an effort to name them, and then there's Cho Chang.
Like Germanic names like Wilhelmina. But Poppy's too.
No, I think Poppy is, isn't it Madame Pomfrey?
Yeah, she might be. Poppy. Yeah.
Poppy Pomfrey. Maybe that's not
do
right.
Do we want to go with Prudence?
Yeah, let's go with Prudence. I just want to manifest her to be a Prudence.
Okay. Oh, you were right. It was Wilhelmina.
Okay.
Oh, I see a picture of her. She's like a random witch in the back of the great hall.
Oh, she's one of those random witches. Okay.
Okay. So... So our next question is, I don't even know who this person is, but okay.
Again? What
is Susan Bones' aunt's name? I think Susan Bones is a
person there. Oh, yeah. Susan Bones. Oh, wait. Amelia. I got it. Amelia? This is Amelia. Amelia? Yes. Because Amelia, she's a judge. She's the judge that Harry befriends.
Oh, my God. That's
really good. Amelia Bones.
Here's a picture of the judge, you're correct.
Yes. Yeah, and I think that she gets killed.
Yeah.
Where does
who
she...
caused Ron's fear of spiders? Aragog, Fred and George, yeah. Hagrid.
Fred and George. Awful. Fred and George, because their magic is... Yeah. Which is another inconsistency, yeah, because their magic is when they were small, which means that they're not supposed to. Right?
When he was little.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally... Where do Crumple, Horn, Snork, Snort... Wait a second, I have to try.
Okay.
And finally, where do Crumple, Horn, Snorkak live? Finland, Denmark, Wales, or Sweden?
What?
I mean, this is the deal-breaker question. Like, we have to know this, you know?
What is the question?
And finally, where do Crumple, Horn, Snorkak live?
They don't exist.
Okay, I would go for, like, you know, I'm
Sweden.
Swedish vibes, right?
Yeah, it's very Swedish vibes.
Like, crumple-horned Snorkak.
It's giving Sweden.
Like, Snorkak is giving Germanic. I think that...
Let's go with Sweden,
Denmark is too refined. Wales
no,
is too,
Denmark is
too
just...
British. I think it's too
It's
close,
British,
right?
Yeah.
Finland and Sweden are two Nordic options.
I'm
Finland
going Sweden.
You know, it has the Hungarian influence. They wouldn't have Crumple, Horn, Snorkax, although we had the Hungarian
Horntail. Yes, but I think the Hungarian Horntail. No, but I think the Hungarian Horntail either lives in the Carpath.
Region,
or they live in Sweden. No, well, Finland. If they live in Finland... No, this is a conspiracy theory, but it's a good one. If they live in Finland, then the crumpled horn neck thingies can't live there because the Hungarian Honte will kill them. Therefore, they have to live in a different country, which is Sweden. So this
which
is, I think,
obviously Sweden.
Yes, it's obviously Sweden. Yeah.
So they still get the Hungarian influence, but they are
exactly because they need the Hungarian influence because the Hungarian Honte is a dragon, and they're just like something that Luna came up with. So they need
if
good
is
ideas.
Sweden, J.K. Rowling has to sit down and rewrite the books because we have the best theory that ever existed.
No, but this is not theory. This is approved.
Wait to God, if it is in Sweden. I don't know.
This is Sweden.
My God.
We got it right?
We're geniuses.
J.K. Rowling, you're such a flawed, messed up person, but you got one thing wrong. But like, right, and then a million other things wrong.
And here's our overall review for this test.
Yes.
McGonagall's clapping for us. A meme of McGonagall clapping. Is
yes, McGonagall.
Okay, so 12 out of 20 correct. You scored better than 65% of all other quiz takers.
Okay.
Magically great. You got 12 out of 20. Looks like someone knows their magic and knows it quite well.
Wow. Oh, does it now? Okay.
Interesting.
Well,
interesting.
This is very interesting. This was delightful.
It was cool to do. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
So now that you know that the thingy magics are coming from Sweden, I think we've told you everything that's to know about Harry Potter. Like, if you have any questions, turn to us. Like,
turn to us because we're
experts. I turn out to be expertise, so
yeah.
I don't know why.
Also, I think the next Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them should contact us. Yes. Well, no, they should just ask us where are the Fantastic Beasts and where should we find them, and we will tell them they're a Hornet and they are in Sweden. Yes. We will answer every question they have, and then we'll save a lot of money to everyone who wants to go and see those horrible, horrible movies. That's right.
I think it's sort of sad, but we're wrapping up the Harry Potter series for now. I love
for
to
now.
Say for now because
I think it will come
forever.
Back. Yes.
Definitely.
Our friend wants to come on the podcast. We want to have her.
She's very
knowledgeable of Harry Potter.
And, you know, if the series comes out, we'll
have
another opportunity to talk about
it. We will.
So, like, you know, we, if anyone, are
speaking of
opportunities to talk about Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Please. And if you like to listen to us and don't want us to stop, you can send us a Harry Potter themed voicemail and then we'll play it and then we'll talk about Harry Potter some more. Speaking of series that we should talk about, we are thinking of making some movie reviews, which will be basically we'll watch a new movie, we'll talk about that. Yes, it can be. So we're looking for movie ideas. So if you have any idea, it can be a movie that was originally a book. It can be just a movie that you'd like to watch. It would be
new movies, old movies, classics, cult films,
whatever. Yes, we'll watch anything. Yes,
and we'll critique it happily. Even though I think our expertise in movies is a bit smaller than books.
Don't sell yourself short.
Exactly.
No, we are geniuses, guys. We figured out where these imaginary stuff that Luna Lovegood came up lives.
We know where these freaking things live. Like, from this
what
point
do you
on,
want from us? Yes, we are immoral.
Go anywhere where education is, you know,
educated.
We know there is to be educated. We know
yeah,
where
I
these
know.
Things live.
This is where, I just realized what I'm writing my college application thesis on. This is just too good an opportunity to pass up. So we'll
to say
on.
Where you can contact us.
Yeah, so if you want to join the community of geniuses here, if you want to feel like you also know everything there is about Harry Potter, To Kill a Mockingbird, a million other books that we reviewed, if you also want to be in the group of people who know where the Thingamabob lives, then you can subscribe
there
to this podcast.
There is a way, guys.
There is a way, yes. It's difficult. It's not painless, but we can make it happen. Listen and we'll tell you. So, first of all, you can subscribe to the podcast. It is effortless, really. It's
That's
just a thing.
Phone after
yes.
You just press subscribe on any.
Yeah, and since you're already pressing your phone, yes, since you're already pressing your phone, you can press the bell button. Then you'll be notified where the next piece of knowledge will come up. Yes, sound effect or 100 per 100. Wonderful. And then, since you're already pressing your buttons, you can be very kind to us and leave us a review, leave us a rating. We'd appreciate a 5-star rating, but you can rate us whatever you really think we deserve. We all know what we deserve after this episode, honestly.
Why do not open your Instagram?
Wait, no. Before you do that, you need a bit of brand new music. Just click on an episode you haven't listened yet, you put that on background, and you go over to Instagram and find the Mixed Up Fast podcast. And while you listen to our sweet, sweet voices, you can smash that subscribe button, smash that like. Yeah.
Smash that follow button.
Smash that follow button, you like, subscribe. So, yeah. Comment, like, subscribe. Yes. So but while we go over,
us connected, you guys, it's not like we're follower hunting or it's that. That's
well, no, but we're yes, we appreciate them.
We're so happy if you follow us.
Yes, and if you want to talk to us, you can DM us. We'll DM you back, and we can have a nice conversation about books or anything,
which is really cool because you just press the link and you can record your voicemail anonymously. Also,
yeah,
and we'll play it here.
And if you wanna, if you can't work that out, you can send us a voicemail on Instagram. We can also play that out.
And you will always see our stories where you can interact with us. So
yeah, and you can just DM us if you want to talk. We'll be very happy about that. Yes, we have fun stuff coming up.
So much fun stuff.
So much fun stuff. Yes,
Should I actually say what we're? So generally, what will be coming up? You have an episode for. You just had an episode which came out.
No, it came out a long time ago, at the beginning of May.
We have an episode for beginning of June, which is The Girl Who Drank the Moon.
Yes.
By Kelly Barnhill.
Yeah, that's going to be very fun.
And afterwards, we're also going to have an episode for the next month, obviously, our monthly episode. And we're also going to have a summer book list, which I don't know if we've agreed of doing two separate book lists or sort of mixing them.
We'll see. But
we might add a bit of touch of something to it. I'm not going to spoil it yet because we're not sure ourselves.
We're not. Yeah, but no, this is not.
A little bit summer reads themed, if you know.
It's going to be fun, yeah. We're going to have some fun stuff here. We'll
find out soon.
Yeah. We also have another book series recap thing planned.
And yeah, we might start also doing the film or try out the film review.
Movies. Yes. We're planning on doing a movie review. We're planning on doing a Hunger Games review. We're planning on doing whatever you want us to do. Basically, you can just DM us.
Podcasts, other stuff.
Yes. So this is going to be a lot of fun. You should probably subscribe because then you won't miss anything. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Having
See you next time. Bye-bye.